Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Good morning, everyone. This is not Robbie Dillmore. This is Andy Bowersox from Energize Ministries. I'm filling in for Robbie this morning. Robbie is actually out at one of his boot camps, and I've heard nothing but good reports about that so far. But we are actually live on location at Mount Pisgah Methodist Church in Greensboro, 2600 Pisgah Church Road. That's important because there's a lot of cool stuff going on out here. We're broadcasting live from the We Can Only Imagine weekend. Pastor Jeff Johnson is here with us today. There's a whole lineup. You guys should see what I see. A lot of red T-shirts of volunteers from Mount Pisgah Methodist here. But We Can Only Imagine is a community outreach event. There is a lot of people here. They're giving away backpacks and food and bounce places. I don't know if you call them houses, but slides and things like that. There's cars on display. There's free haircuts. There's free sports screenings. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So if you live in the Greensboro or even Triad area, make sure to hustle over here to 2600 Pisgah Church Road. It's at Mount Pisgah Methodist Church. It's actually on the corner of Battleground Avenue and Pisgah Church Road, right across from Lowe's. And there's a great coffee shop on the corner over there, too. So if you're into coffee, come on and grab that and stop by. But anyway, we got several guests here today. The first guest is Mark Bumgarner. Mark's sort of the overseer of this thing, or at least going to give us a little more detail about some of the things what's happening. So, Mark, welcome to the program. Tell us what's going on today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and this has been an awesome weekend so far, and it's not the end of it. It's actually just the beginning. We Can Only Imagine really started off with the vision of our senior pastor, Jeff Johnson. And really, it was for us to give back to the community. It all was trying to give away 1,000 backpacks to school-aged children.
1,000 backpacks. Is there any left right now?
There are still left. So
and they're nice backpacks, too, I saw.
Very nice backpacks. We've got them broken up between people that need from kindergarten to fifth grade, and then another backpack size from sixth grade to 12th grade. So please come out and try to get your
backpack. Two different sizes. They got you covered.
Absolutely.
There's no strings attached to it.
No strings attached at all. In addition to that, they can come out and get face painting and bouncy houses and food and things of that nature.
I didn't even see the face painting, but I saw you got a big tent over here. All kinds of people. I do see the backpacks being given away. And just out of curiosity, when does school start here in Guilford County anyway?
It starts the last week of August, so about the 26th of August is
when
things start.
All right, so perfect timing.
Yes.
If you got school-age kids or grandkids, make sure they know we're on location, Mount Pisgah Methodist, 2600 Pisgah Church Road. We got the tent set up right now. We got awesome weather too. Like no rain here. It's been kind of cool. Nice breeze going. But in addition to that, you have the face paint. Is that inside or outside?
That's outside. There? What we have is we've had a lot of good response to in addition to the backpacks is giving away free haircuts. So if your child is needing to get their haircut before school starts in another week or so, we've got that covered for you. We also got free sports checks so that if your child in 7th grade to 12th grade is going to go out for sports and needs to have that sports waiver, we're giving away free sports checks.
So. Yeah, I think that's actually a really big deal. I think Dr. Rigsby is going to join us later on from Cone Health, and he was explaining there's quite an expense involved with that.
Exactly.
And so if you got kids in soccer or football or – I'm not a sports guy myself. I think we even got Carson, the pro basketball player, coming around here later on. He can tell us more about that. But anyway, that's something important. So what else is in the parking lot area we see?
So in addition to that, we one of the things that we want to do is have an opportunity for people to have prayer. And so anybody that wants to come out and pray with some of our volunteers, we've got that. And even though your kids may be with you for the backpacks, that's where they can go and have the activities and the face painting and so forth, and they'll be well attended to while you can go and have a moment of prayer. We actually have a place for you to put prayer requests in so that people of our our church can pray for you even after today. So definitely come out and enjoy that too.
So that's what's going on during the day here. What about this evening? What have you got lined up for this evening?
So this evening we actually have a movie that we're going to be showing under our big tent, and it's the Where I Can Only Imagine song, where the history of that came from, and so we're showing that movie this evening. And then, of course, tomorrow morning we've got a joint service, one big, huge worship service at 10 o'clock. That's both our traditional type as well as our what we call our mount service, which is our praise and worship. We're doing that all together at one time at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, so come out and join us
for
that.
What time is the movie this evening?
The time tonight is
6:30.
Let me
get my sheet here. 6:30 tonight, and is there a charge for the movie?
No charge at all. So come on out and do that.
No charge.
That's right.
Full size screen.
Absolutely.
Lots of good sound.
Popcorn.
You're say, I don't even know what it costs. It's going to be probably about $12. So if you
That's
there's
right.
two or four of you, that could be $25, $50 you're going to save by coming out tonight. And again, no strings attached. It's a great opportunity. The weather's fantastic. It's going to be fairly cool this evening. You're going to be in a tent anyway, and they got some big fans in there. So, really, you don't want to miss this. We're at 2600 Pisgah Church Road. It's Mount Pisgah Methodist Church, right across from Lowe's Hardware. And all this free stuff's going on this morning right now. Going to be followed up with a movie, and then of course you'll be invited back to come to the service tomorrow. But
we also have next Sunday or tomorrow night, we actually also have another worship service. It's going to be at 7 o'clock where you're going to have the food trucks out there, and we're going to have featuring a Christian comedian that's going to be tomorrow night too. So like
this
I said,
truly
all
is
weekend
an
all
weekend long event. We can only imagine. I can only imagine how many more people are going to show up over here. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
really been a great sight to see. And so also with us here at the table, we've got Christy Johnson here. Christy is Pastor Jeff's wife. She is going to share a little history. Like, Christy, how did this all come about? Anyway, this is a major production you guys are putting on today.
It is. But, you know, one of the best ways to catch a vision is to see the vision already happening and then just partner and try to do something very similar. When we were in Denver, North Carolina, Jeff pastored Denver United Methodist Church there for 14 years. And they had a group of about 12 churches that partnered together there. And they would come out every year, and they had an event called Love Denver, which was very similar to what we're doing today. And so we partnered with them the last few years we were there and saw just the community just being blessed beyond belief and just helping the kids and the parents to, you know, take off some of that financial burden, get the kids ready for school, let them go back with some fresh, clean haircuts and looking nice and, you know, just help them to have just a wonderful year and bless them any way we can. And also just to be the church to the community. And so when we moved here to Mount Pisgah, we had such a great group of volunteers here. You can see there's an army of red shirts around here. I mean,
there's no shortage. A good word right there. There's an army of red shirts. Everyone have been very helpful. I had a chance to walk around a little bit and just see some of the activities. And, yeah, it's a very welcoming atmosphere. So if you're listening right now, I just want to remind you, we're at 2600 Pisgah Church Road in Greensboro. This is a phenomenal community outreach event. There's not a charge. I haven't seen anybody that's been charging for anything so far.
Nope.
So bring your kids, your grandkids, get the backpacks, get some of your school supplies, some snacks. You get your face painted for the little ones there. And then these physicals, let's see if we can find Dr. Rigsby. I'd like to hear what he has to say about this physical thing. But also, I think there's some vision screenings going on in there. I talked to somebody last night that was just talking about how if you have some younger ones, that being able to catch them, you know, maybe you can't afford to get to the doctor or get the eyes checked, but it's important to get that checked early on. And these people are here to help you do that today. So anyway, Christy, so you made a comment about it's easy to catch the vision once you see the vision right there. I like that. I might write that down to use for future. But how long has the planning been going on for this weekend right now?
I would say ultimately, well, from seeing it there, it was the vision to be able to do that somewhere else. And when we came here to Greensboro, one of the things is just the great location we have right here. Our church is just right in a hub, and there's so many people that come by just our church facilities all the time. One of the things we did was get a new digital sign, and we actually made that where they can actually see that when they come by. And so our spot is just a great location to replicate this here.
Yeah, we're at 2600 Pisgah Church Road. Great outreach event at Mount Pisgah Methodist. We will catch up with Dr. Rigby right after the break. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits Radio. I am Andy Bowersox from Energized Ministries. If you don't recognize my voice, Robbie is actually out at one of their Masculine Journey boot camps today. So I am here filling in at Mount Pisgah Methodist Church on the corner of Pisgah Church Road and Battleground Avenue. This is it's the sort of the beginning, the going towards the middle of the We Can Only Imagine weekend. And there's all kinds of free stuff happening here. We've got free haircuts going on. We've got free backpacks for kids. We've got free sports screenings and snacks and food and getting ready for a big weekend. If you've been listening, we had Mark Bumgarner on a few minutes ago talking about all the details of how this has happened. We had Christy share the vision of how this got started. But if you're in the Triad area, we certainly want you to come join us and be part of this thing today. There's no strings attached to it. It's an absolutely free community event. Vision screenings and all kinds of other face painting for the little kids going on. But we mentioned earlier about these sports physicals, and this is kind of a big deal. So we've got Dr. Michael Rigby here from Cone Health. So, Doc, welcome to the program. Tell us exactly what you're offering here today.
Well, thanks for coming out and helping support this event as well. Part of what the vision was to try to provide as many services using the gifts that we have. And Jeff approached me and said, hey, can we do something from a medical side of things? And
so you go to church here.
I do go to church here.
And the Pastor Jeff came and said, hey, what are the resources in our congregation, in our community that we can offer?
Yep.
And you sort of stepped up to the plate there.
And I said, let me think about that one for a minute. It's because it's a little bit hard to provide medical care. But the one thing that North Carolina High School Sports Association, so any kid that is participating in any athletics in middle and in high school, they have to have a sports screening. And a lot of times it's completed while they see their regular physician. But a lot of times, too, timing-wise, it may be missed or they may forget to do it. And so then they'll have to go get this filled out before the school year starts, especially this time of the year tends to be very busy for this. And usually there's a fairly substantial cost to that, and it's a relatively easy screen to do. It's not a full, you know, wellness exam. We're not doing
not
the
super
kids.
Invasive in other
no,
words there.
Yeah. And it's really making sure that the kids are safe to be able to play sports. And so that is something. I'm a sports medicine physician and family medicine trained initially. So this is definitely kind of right up our alley and something that I knew I could support. With how grand of a vision this was, I wanted to make sure we had plenty of support around me as well. And so I actually started floating the idea with some of my partners at work, which is LeBauer Healthcare, which is part of Cone Health. And pretty much all of my partners that I spoke with said, yep, we'll be there. It took a little bit of time, so I kept asking before I got confirmation on everybody, and then everybody confirmed. So we had six docs out here earlier today, one of our PAs that was out here helping as well. We had one of our CMAs, the medical assistants, come and help. And everybody's been thrilled to help out. So
it is super encouraging. You know, we see in the news there's all kinds of negative things that are going on around us, right? Mm-hmm. But it is super encouraging to me. For those of you that don't know me, I actually lead a ministry, a national ministry that provides care for pastors and other ministry leaders. And so we get to see and hear not just vision like Christy was talking about, but real tangible, practical ways that people that are truly following the Lord are working together and building community unity. And that's the phrase that keeps coming to mind. I look around and I see all this interaction, just like what you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing in it for you other than you're here to serve. You got a smile on your face. You're joyful about that. Serving people is a true joy right there. And so it's been great to get to know Pastor Jeff from this church and his wife and their heart for missions. We're going to talk more about that in the next segment. But anyway, Doc, so here it is. You got people. You got full support. What are the is it you get all the official paperwork that you give out, so you know they don't need anything else. They come, it's the same as making an appointment at the clinic. You're going to have it when you walk out the door. You're going to be set.
You're going to be set. So it essentially, the most kids are absolutely safe and able to participate in sports, you know, even if they have some minor medical conditions. So we're not managing those issues by any means. And if there are issues that come up, though, there's a lot of screening questions, and that's a big part of what we're going over. And if there's anything that we aren't able to say, hey, we think you're good or we need more information on this, we absolutely will say, hey, you need to go and follow up with your physician. This is something that we can't say for sure. That's not the majority of the time. The majority of the time is, hey, you're perfectly healthy. Please go play. And really what we know, exercise obviously is a great thing from body, mind, and spirit side of things. And so trying to encourage these kids to get out and really be active and continue to go is important to do.
I think it's such a fantastic idea. I mentioned earlier I was walking around and I saw, that I don't know, there's six or eight haircut chairs in there. And I'm looking across at the big tent now. There's a line of people waiting to get haircuts over there. I saw a line of people to try and get some of those physicals earlier. So, again, if you're listening, you live in the Greensboro Triad area, we are broadcasting live from Mount Pisgah Methodist Church here at 2600 Pisgah Church Road on the corner of Pisgah Church and Battleground Avenue right across from Lowe's Hardware. There is all kinds of free, beneficial services out here, okay? You got the backpack with school supplies for the kids, snacks, a face painting for the little ones. But if you're listening, you still got time. Doc, you're going to be here for a while to come on out. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids if you know they're going to be playing sports. And it's just a great opportunity to not just save a little money, but get a real thorough physical exam right here to get that paperwork filled out so that you can play. Anything else you want to comment about that, Doc, while you're here?
Just come see us. Okay, we're good. Here. So.
Well, and like I said, it's been super encouraging to have you with us. Appreciate you stopping by and keep up the good work and the service over there. So we're going to move on to Stacy Hell. This is just another one of the of all these tents. I think Pastor Jeff told me there's like 22 tents signed up of different things that are being offered here today. But Stacy is with the Pregnancy Care Center. I'm not sure exactly that name, but Stacy, Pregnancy Care Center. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about that and what are you doing here today?
Well, I've been a member at Mount Pisgah for 21 years, and this congregation is just so very generous. A lot of people don't know about the Greensboro Pregnancy Care Center, but many churches in our area donate materials and money to the Greensboro Pregnancy Care Center. This church has donated money through a baby bottle Share the Change event that we do. We've had a team.
Tell me about the baby bottle. I've seen those before. How's that work?
Well, they've had some at Chick-fil-A as well, I believe in May or June. But basically, once a year, we pass out baby bottles that are handed out from the Greensboro Pregnancy Care Center, and we have them located inside the church, and people can just pick one up, and over the course of a month or two, just collect change and bring it back, and we donate all of that to the Pregnancy Care Center, and it goes towards helping men and women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy, and it's just a really great resource.
Do you have any of those bottles here today?
Not today. We did the event this year, but we did it earlier in the spring.
Well,
so we
come back. I've actually done that myself, and it's a pretty substantial fundraiser for you guys.
It is.
It's a really, really easy thing to do. You'd be surprised how much change you can actually cram into a little baby bottle right there.
This year, we combined that event with our fundraising for the Walk for Life, which occurs in downtown Greensboro every April, and many, many churches join together to support life and to come together in a pro-life advocacy.
So you're here exhibiting today, just sharing the resource and the service that you offer.
Yes.
Has there been a highlight today of it so far for you, or any stories in your experience that stand out, even in your volunteer position?
Well, I've worked with children for a number of years, both as a parent and a public school teacher, and so this is just an extension of that. I am pro-life, and I love kids of all ages, and it was just great to watch them going down the slides and just to connect with them and see how much joy they bring to the day.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of kids out here today. So again, if you got young kids or if you got grandkids and you're out, I don't know, maybe getting milkshakes or burgers or something down the street, come on and stop by. It's at 2600 Pisgah Church Road. There have been all kinds of great stuff. We talked to Dr. Rigby a few minutes ago about the sports screen they're doing. But also here at the table with us, we've got this big stud of a basketball player, Carson Long. I run into him from time to time around town. He's always smiling. And you got a neat story, which we're going to touch on. Two things, Carson. I just heard from, I think it was Pastor Jeff or somebody, he said your first visit to this church, I think you went on one of their mission trips the day after.
Yep, that same week.
The same week or whatever. Well, let's come back to that. But you're here also representing. You're gonna have to help me. What are you doing here today anyway?
I was with CP3 Basketball Academy today, and so we are a 12-month training facility. Have locations Winston and Greensboro. And we were just here giving a couple lessons to the kids and information to kids about our what all we do.
What is CP3? What's it stand for?
Chris Paul.
So, Chris Paul.
Yeah, and then he's number three.
It's a recognizable name. Yeah, somebody should know. Chris Paul Foundation is what that is.
So he owns a facility in Winston, and kids can go there all year. And then also in Greensboro at Prolific Park on Tuesdays and Thursdays they can go.
Prolific Park's right up the road. Is there a charge for that?
There is a charge. The first session's free. So you can go to the first session for free, and then it's a monthly charge after that. But what we were doing today is just they were coming, giving a couple lessons to kids that just love basketball. So
right. When I first pulled up here, I saw the basketball being bounced over there, and it looked like there was some hoops being shot at. So do you train with them? Is that right?
I did train
for them?
I did an internship this summer with them in Winston in the office and ran their social media accounts. So I got to go to the training sessions and film and make sure what was going on live Instagram or Facebook. That's what I did for them this summer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be here for a little while too, just giving more information out about that.
Yes, sir.
If you got kids or grandkids that are into basketball, you want to check this out. It's the Chris Paul Foundation CP3. Carson's going to be here. I don't know if you could find a better shooter than Carson. Like, he came here and gave me a big hug. He's like rock solid. So the opposite of me. He's a total stud. Bring your kids out to meet him. And we'll catch up with a few more of these things after the next break. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits Radio. Andy Bowersox here from Energize Ministries, filling in for Robbie, who was away at one of their Masculine Journey boot camps today. We are broadcasting live on location at Mount Pisgah Methodist Church, 2600 Pisgah Church Road in Greensboro, on the corner of Battleground and Pisgah Church Road, right across from Lowe's Hardware. And we are here at the We Can Only Imagine Weekend. It's a massive community outreach event happening. We got a big tent in the parking lot. We got tents and blow-up bounce houses and cars for sale and popcorn and face painting and free backpacks and sports screenings for your kids. If you've been listening, had some guests on talking about specifically what's been happening. But we actually have Pastor Jeff here with us right now. We're going to go directly to him next and just hear a little bit more. Jeff, how do you feel about what's happening here today?
It's really been incredible. If you were here and you were looking around, we have over 200 volunteers wearing red shirts, just an absolutely sea of red. Our volunteer base has been huge. And it's just been like a great time for our congregation to come together. We've got a chance to know people, and our people could not have been more generous in giving their time and all these backpacks, haircuts, and just loving on the people in Greensboro. When we were looking at this event, we had called it a GSO event, a Greensboro event. But when we were really looking at this, we said, you know what, this big tent, we need to take advantage of it. And so we came up with this tagline, We Can Only Remember. But when you hear We Can Only Remember, what about I Can Only Remember, the hit song that came out in 1999? I'll never forget that year. I had a young guy came to my church when I was serving at Valdez First Methodist Church in Burke County. He sang that song. But you know what? We have somebody that can rival that right now. Her name is Jessie Amesworth. She is singing that song tonight. We're having a movie tonight that we're going to be actually starting right at 7:15 underneath our big tent. But Jessie's here, and I just want Jessie. She is going to be singing the song tonight. We're going to have one service tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning that Jessie's going to be singing right in front of our preach. And I'm preaching a message that's really close to me. How do you dance all night long with the Lord? That's what I'm preaching on tomorrow. But before that, you're going to be more blessed by Jessie just singing I Can Only Imagine. Jessie, I want to hear you you are so gifted. I love to see you when you sing. You take off your shoes and you just feel like you're on holy ground and you sing, and you are going to be bringing goosebumps to people when they hear that song in just a little while. Tell us how you feel when you sing that song.
I really hope you're right. I really hope that I do bring a little bit of goosebumps, but it's not me. It's all God. But I'm really excited to just get to be almost an ambassador for the message of that song. It's really just about redemption and the truth that we really can't even imagine all the things that God's going to do. Even this weekend, we have all these wonderful plans, and God's just blowing them out of the water. But I'm really excited tonight to show the movie and then get to be that voice to let you hear the message of I Can Only Imagine again the tonight and then again tomorrow.
Jesse, are you singing tonight and tomorrow?
I am.
Okay, great.
She's singing tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. She's singing the same song three times, but we're going to be singing some other songs. She's so talented. We can't hear enough of her.
Well, you need to make sure you get out here. Again, we are at Mount Pisgah Methodist at the corner of Battleground Avenue and Pisgah Church Road for the We Can Only Imagine weekend. Talking with Pastor Jeff, talking with Jesse, who's going to be singing I Can Only Imagine after the movie tonight, tomorrow morning at the 10 a.m. service, and then tomorrow night. I keep forgetting to talk about the thing tomorrow night, but this is not over until when the weekend's over is when this is over. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
So tell a little bit more. What else is happening tomorrow? I see some food trucks getting ready to pull in here. What else is happening tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, we are going to be having one service under our tent, and we have one of our groups, our United Methodist Men, have graciously going to do hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken right afterwards. We're hoping to have lunch right around 11:30. Don't show up at 11:30. We want you to be there at 10 o'clock for the service. You're going to be blessed. That next Sunday night, tomorrow night at 5:30, we're going to have our food trucks here. We have a couple food trucks. You're going to be blessed. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have another service underneath the tent, and we're going to have two of our music groups. One is our Young Adult Praise Band that Jesse is one of our lead singers. Also, we have another group that's going to be here, and they're going to be singing called the Soldiers Again Trio with our associate pastor, Donald Thomas. People love to hear him sing. And we have a Christian comedian coming, Team Schropfeld. I had a chance to meet him for the first time on the Truth Network, Schropfeld. He is unbelievable funny, and I just want people to come back and just relax and just have a great time tomorrow night in the Lord.
I think having Tim there tomorrow night, that's going to be a great thing to come see. If you guys are not familiar with Tim Schropfeld, he actually is a local talent right here. He lives in Pleasant Garden, but he is an upcoming sensation. He literally has, I think, 30 or 40 million views out on his things.
Incredible.
On YouTube. So he is rapidly rising. You get to come here. It won't even cost you anything tomorrow night. Just come on out for the food trucks early. Come out for Jesse singing I Can Only Imagine. She's going to have her shoes off. And I'm anxious. I'm going to be here tomorrow, Jeff, to hear some of that sermon about dancing all night with the Lord.
Like, I'm nervous now. I'm nervous.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll see if you got your shoes off up there dancing tomorrow morning. But that'd
but
be
you
worth
know what?
It.
This whole event, Andy, has been bathed in prayer. We have been talking about this thing for months and months and months. We wanted God to move. We wanted this event to be an answer to prayer to people. And one part of this event that we had here this morning is we wanted a chance for people for prayer concerns, for spiritual support. And we have one of our great volunteers here. Her name is Ken Long. Super. She oversees our prayer ministry. And every Sunday morning as we gather from 8:30 to 11:30, every single time that we're here, people are in our prayer room that are praying. And I just want to turn Kim. Several people came by and just had some unbelievable prayer requests, and we had a chance to pray and just love over to people here in Greensboro. Tell us, Kim.
Well, I am so pleased to be here, and God has certainly shown up today. That's for sure. We've probably prayed over 30 families in our sanctuary. I had one mother, I met her outside, and she came up to me and hugged me and would not let go, and she was just sobbing because she's got a child that suffers from seizures, and she just doesn't ever know from day to day what will be held for that child. And so those are the types of people that we get to love on and pray with. And not only that, but I have had six-year-old children come up to me and want to go into the sanctuary and pray. And of course, I want to know where their parents are. But it's children too that want to come in and pray with us, and it's just a fantastic thing to see.
Yeah, Kim, I want to stop you just for a minute. So I mentioned earlier, I am the director of Energized Ministries. Some of you guys know our ministry, and we focus heavily on prayer. Our ministry provides what we say is preventive care and prayer support for pastors. It's actually how we met Jeff here and his family, but we do that locally in the Triad here, but also all over the country. And right over my shoulder, you see our big prayer bus out there. We do what's called a Pray for Your Pastor tour every year. And I absolutely know that feeling. Like, and I almost feel like I should apologize for not referencing. Prayer is really the powerhouse and the engine that drives events like this.
Absolutely.
So I'm a huge fan of your ministry right there. We spend a lot of time trying to just expose stories and share testimonies, stories like that, when you truly can't attribute circumstances and happenings around to anything but the power of prayer.
Absolutely.
So I think it's fantastic. You said you do it every week here,
we
not
do.
Just today, mm-hmm. but you have an area in your church.
We do.
Where during the services people are praying.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. Last fall we had a couple of members that just was laid on their hearts that we needed a prayer room, a dedicated prayer room in our church. So we went about that, and it's turned into be a beautiful place. You truly feel God when you walk in there. And so we have scheduled people. If we have something going on in this church, there's someone in that prayer room praying for that event, anybody involved in it, or the many prayer requests that we have on the cross in there. You can go in there and pray for our missionaries and anyone in the armed forces that's with our church that is stationed outside. So there's lots of things to pray over during those times.
Yeah, if you're listening to this broadcast, I really just even want to challenge you right now. We've been talking about all of the physical things here, the face painting and the backpacks. And if I look, I think there's still some backpacks, several backpacks still available. So if your child or your grandchild needs one, we're out here at 2600 Pisgah Church Road in Greensboro. All this stuff is free, but you know, also there are spiritual needs, there are deeper needs,
yes,
represented at this table, in this parking lot, under this tent, throughout this community. And so Kim and her team are here to pray. And I want to just ask you, Kim, you know, you've mentioned that there's some kids that come up there. I know that the Lord speaks to children.
Absolutely.
I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I know, I've seen in her life that God speaks to her.
Absolutely.
And she listens. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just curious, like you said, there are some kids that came up today. Is there anything you could share about one of those kids that came up, or story? Just what kind of things do they ask you to pray for, and what drives them? What do you think makes them come find you?
And you know, it's funny that you say that, because one of the children wanted to come in and pray for her mother. So you see these children that are ministering to their parents and those around them. You know, we think of children being so innocent, and they're the ones that need to be taken care of. But they in turn see that need in their parents and those around them. So it's a beautiful thing to see God at work in those children.
Yeah, I always get encouraged when I mention my 8-year-old daughter. Like, you know, when we ask her to pray for something, it's amazing to me what the words that come out of her mouth right there.
God's words.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And so it's just evidence, you know, that what's the Bible tell us? That Jesus suffered the little children to come unto me and through the mouth of babes, you
Amen.
Know. So I think it's just great. And so, again, if you're listening, there's still plenty of book packs. There's the haircuts are still going on in there. And there's been a lot of haircuts given out today. I don't know how many. We had several on the sports screenings. But a lot of stuff going on, and we want you to come out. But also, if there's spiritual needs and deeper needs, Kim's going to be here for the day. Come on out and see her. She'd love to pray with you. We've got just a few more guests we're going to hit, and we'll come back after the break and see if we can put a bow on this thing. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits Radio. This is Andy Bauer Sucks from Energize Ministries. I am filling in for my good friend Robbie Dillmore today, who is out at their Masculine Journey Boot Camp. I want to keep praying for him and those guys out there. But today we are broadcasting live on location from Mount Pisgah Methodist Church at the corner of Pisgah Church Road and Battleground Avenue. How could I miss that? It's a big, huge road out here. But anyway, we're out here on the corner. Mount Pisgah is hosting the We Can Only Imagine Weekend. If you've been listening, we've got backpacks to give away for your kids and grandkids. We've got food out here. We've got face painting. The really cool thing that we learned about in the last segment was these sports physicals. If you've got kids that are going to be playing sports this year and you don't want to drop the 50 or 60 or 70 bucks or whatever it costs to get a sports physical done, you can come out right now. Dr. Rigby is here from Cone Health, and they will get you certified, get the paperwork filled out for you. Also, we got a movie being shown here later on, the I Can Only Imagine movie. We talked to Jesse about that. We've got tomorrow morning, Jeff's going to be preaching on Dancing with Jesus all night long. You won't want to miss that. And then this whole thing will be wrapped up with food trucks and Tim Shropshire, the comedian. So really, this is just a tremendous outreach event. Everything is going to be offered free. And it's just going to be great. So, Jeff, you're back with us here, and you got a few more guests you want us to talk to. Who we got with us right now?
We do. We have a couple more guests with us, but I just want to say that when you look at an event like this kind of size that we're doing, it has been amazing because we've had different people that have stepped up, that have helped the sponsor. We could not do this without Battleground Tire and Alex Garner letting us use his facilities with our parking lot with him. Great place to do business at Battleground Power. We've also had Flow Motors that have been very generous coming in with us, some of their vehicles. And also one of our lay people here, Frank Ruffgarden, came in here with Nothing But Cake, started a new business here right in the Friendly Center. And one of the guests that I have with me is Frank. Frank's one of our community leaders. When I came in here, he was actually in charge of our staff parish relations committee and has been a great friend and one of our spiritual leaders and plays the guitar in our Mount service. We want to welcome Frank.
So Jeff's right, Frank. You can't have ministry outreach without ministry dollars being able to make it all happen. You can't give all this away for free without somebody helping out. So part of the way you do that is through a new business here, Nothing But Cakes. Tell us about it.
Well, we're really excited about that. I have some partners in it. We had come across this concept of Nothing But Cakes. We opened one in Raleigh last year, and it was really well received there, and we thought that it would go well in Greensboro, and it really has. We're at the Shops at Friendly Center, and the community has really, really been supportive of the business.
I think it's amazing. You know, there's one of those in Winston-Salem. That's where
yes,
I live.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple times. Nothing Bunt. It's B-U-N-D-T. It's sort of a play on words right there, Bunt Cakes. But I could not believe there's such a market for Bundt cakes out there.
It's
but people love them, really.
Highly specialized, but folks really, really do like the cakes.
What is the predominant, like people come in there, is there a standout reason they come, like for birthdays or just for special dinners? Like what's the main clientele come in there for?
Yeah, there are people that come in for all manner of reasons. Some people come in because we've got these small buntlets that are good for one or two people, and they just want to have something sweet. There are other people that come in to get a graduation cake or back-to-school cake or birthday cake, and we've got a variety of sizes, and they decorate the cakes for whatever event or occasion that you're celebrating.
And you have some over here today or not?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well,
yes.
I'll be sure to visit that when we get done here. Come check it out. But anyway, we do appreciate you, Frank, and Nothing But Kings helping out to make this happen. They are at Friendly Center between P.F. Chang's and Fleming's. Is that
correct?
Right?
Exactly.
And so go check them out. Support them. They're certainly doing a great job to help this. And, Jeff, you got another friend over here,
too. One of my heroes in the church, Daryl Sales, Mount Pisgah started a prison ministry over 20 years ago, and it is a nationwide. It is unbelievable, teaching a disciple Bible study in the prisons. And I just want Daryl to give a little testimony of all the men and women that this ministry has reached in the last 20 years.
Thanks, Jeff. I guess I'll just start by saying 25 years ago, Mount Pisgah offered disciple Bible study. It's a 9-month course, and I took it that first year and facilitated the second year. The second year, I was riding back from Winston-Salem and listening to Christian radio, and I heard somebody talking about Bible study in a prison. And in your disciple classes, you bond, you get tight. And that night, I just made an offhand comment about, it'd be sort of neat if we could do that. That's all I said. And a gentleman by the name of Daryl Hayden, if you can picture a bass leaping on the fly, that's what he was like. He leaped up and he says, let's do it. And he wouldn't turn loose of it. I tried to throw the hook a couple of times, but he was adamant. And we Wound up going to what I consider to be one of the most dynamic prison ministries in North Carolina. That's Forsyth Jail and Prison Ministry. And we started there. And associate minister here at the time, Mark Hicks, got excited about it as well and formed a group called D-Bomb, that's Disciple Bible Outreach Ministries, that offers disciple to inmates in prisons in North Carolina. And he's since taken it other states, Pennsylvania, Texas, Tennessee. I think in North Carolina, we're north of 50 prisons with and youth facilities where we offer Disciple Bible Study, the nine-month study.
Well, Daryl, I agree with you. We're very familiar with the Forsyth Jail and Prison Ministry and also the Greensboro one here, too. So I think there's tremendous testimony that comes out. There's not many places you can see maybe what we call Saul to Paul conversions as much as you see through the jail and prison ministries, where people are at the end of their rope, end of the line, finally willing to surrender, reach out. And I have seen the Lord do tremendous things through ministries like yours. So certainly appreciate it. Keep you in our prayers. And thank you for being out here today and recruiting others also. And, Jeff, you've been telling me all morning we need to hear this testimony. We have a few minutes left. But Andy Comer is with us here. And just give us a quick background before we hear from Andy.
Andy was born and raised in this church, has been here, and you know, so many times we go through our college years and we kind of drop out of church, and for many people he was a prayer. That we were praying for him, that he would want to come back. Some situations in his life happened, and in the last year, he went on a men's retreat, a walk to Emmaus, he went on a mission trip to South Dakota with the Native American Sioux, and he is almost a different type person. His mom says that, his dad said that. This guy's on fire for the Lord. And this is Andy Comer. So many people, even Daryl Sales, a lot of these have poured into this guy through the years. And right now, he's going to be one of the next leaders here at Mount Pisgah.
So, Andy, you would say you're a result of people's prayers there, would you?
Absolutely. I would like to start off my testimony just simply by saying what God has done for me has been amazing, especially this past year. March of last year actually was in an alcohol involved accident. I fell over a ledge and broke my neck. Ooh. And Pastor Jeff Johnson and Cody came to the hospital and visited me while I was in the hospital bed and told me about the young adult ministries, and that got me into the church. And with Mount Pisgah's prayers, I had a speedy recovery, and I was able to recover, and I was back at work in 3 months. Well, after that 3 months, I was in an alcohol vehicle-involved accident. And
you're a hard learner there, huh?
Absolutely, and I walked away pretty much unscathed from that, but I was in legal trouble from it, and honestly, that was it for me. I said, God, I believe you. I'm ready to start living for you, or I'm not going to live at all. And like I said, it brought me back to the church from my first accident. But after this one, it really, I felt Christ calling me, and I reintroduced him back into my life. And then I made a step of faith with my new Sunday school class I was involved in, and I confessed to them. And after I made that step, it's been like Pastor Jeff was saying, it's been step after step after that, growing closer in my relationship with Christ. And it, like you said, I'm involved in church now, and I wanted to say how much I appreciated and how much the trip meant to me in South Dakota. I went from drinking and living a selfish life to having the opportunity to bring a young child to Christ who's never heard about him before.
That's fantastic.
And how amazing that was, and what an inspiration it is to me, and it actually gave me another purpose for God in my life, mission work. And it's just amazing, that community that we were in, you hear about the crime and the violence that's there, and our focus was to show God's love there, and it was just amazing that to receive love from these people, aside of what you hear from them, hear from the negative aspects of it. And then to have that part of their community with whatever everything they deal with, to come back to this pleasant community in Greensboro and be able to share God's faith with the people here local right now for the upcoming school year is just amazing. And I want to thank God and thank Mount Pisgah for bringing me back to a solid foundation.
Well, Andy, I just want to encourage you, keep at it. You know, like, you're an encouragement to me. Seen a lot of people struggle with very similar stories to yours. And, Jeff, it kind of brings us full circle back to, you know, we had Dr. Rigby in here earlier just talking about how when you put yourself, let's take some of that selfishness out of our lives, put us back on the focus of where's God given us opportunity, ability, and opportunity to serve and embracing those. It's what brings joy. We were talking off there a minute ago just about seeing the kids that have come through here that were a little bit maybe trepid or not sure what to expect, to seeing smiles, and it's because of all these red shirts we see out here, people serving. So come on out and join us. Jeff, you've done a great job of steering people towards missions at this church, being on call for the Lord. 2600 Pisgah Church Road, come join us for the We Can Only Imagine Weekend. And next week, Robbie will be back to take over Kingdom Pursuits. Hope to see you here in just a little while. Enjoy your weekend.